Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are opening the show with a gentleman by the name of Keith Neumeyer. Keith is the president and CEO of a company called First Majestic Silver, a very significant silver producer. He has got a problem with what's going on in the markets right now, in the fact that the markets are not at all, in his opinion, and in our strong opinion, anywhere near a price discovery environment. Keith actually puts his money where his mouth is. He wrote a letter, which I have in front of me right now, to Timothy Massad. Timothy is the chairman of the COMEX, and as Keith mentions in one of the paragraphs in the newsletter, he says, quote, "It occurs to me that such massive speculation in COMEX silver futures may not be in keeping with the spirit and intent of commodity law and may suggest something is wrong with the price discovery process, since real producers and consumers of silver don't appear to be representative." Keith, I applaud you for really taking this action. More folks in your position need to do that, sir.
Well, thanks, Al.
I think more people need to be aware that the invisible hand of Adam Smith simply does not exist in the markets today. And where this is going to go, nobody knows. But I would have to say, it's not going to go to a good spot. A number of very large institutions are going to make an awful lot of money. But the average guy in the street who's looking to perhaps invest in a company like First Majestic really has to realize the environment that he's in right now. It's not a good environment, is it?
No, it's not, and unfortunately, it's been going on for many, many years. And we saw a nice rally in the metals, up until 2011, and then I guess the big funds out there who are on the other side of the market thought it was enough and decided it was time to play the other side of the market. And since then, it's been pretty tough for investors in the resource sector.
Well, Keith, I wanted to look a little bit more in depth into this letter that you sent to Mr. Massad, simply because you bring out some very good points here, one of which talking about the 8 traders in COMEX share futures held a net short position of 376 million equivalent ounces of silver, which is mind-boggling when you consider that I believe that's more than the world produces in silver, which shows just the disconnect that we have on the paper market and the physical market. And that's why we keep on saying that, unfortunately, the price is being set on the paper market rather than the physical, because demand is outweighing supply right now, isn't it?
Well, the supply on an annual basis, just to be clear, from mines, is about 850 million ounces a year. And then the short position, as you just correctly pointed out, was around 300 and some odd million ounces. But what trades on in a daily basis is over a billion ounces of paper silver trades in a day. And the leverage just is absolutely unacceptable, I think. And I think that the regulators or the COMEX or these exchanges, they need to have physical metal in their warehouses to back these trades. And if they don't, it just becomes a farce. And unfortunately, that's what's happening.
Well, the whole thing is a farce right now, both the conventional markets and certainly the precious metals markets.
If you want to go buy 50 million ounces of silver, you go into the paper market and buy it all you want. And there seems to be a happy seller there. But try taking delivery of it, and then the entire system will collapse. But, of course, they wouldn't give you the silver anyways. They would just give you cash.
Now, Keith, as president of First Majestic, which is, I would say, a major silver producer right now, do any of your customers, the people buying silver, are they concerned about what's going on in the paper markets, or are they just happy to be buying for what we think is a lower than what it should be price?
Well, I'm sure the buyers are quite happy. You know, if you're Toyota or Sony or, you know, Apple, who are big consumers of silver, you know, of course they're very happy where the price is. And, you know, it's got to change ultimately. But, you know, the banks buy our metal and the banks, you know, have their buyers, their physical buyers. Unfortunately, you know, that's the way the system works.
The longer I stay in this business, the more it just is absolutely mind-boggling to me that people don't really come up in arms and say, you know, this just simply isn't right. And it's not fair, but it certainly isn't right. I mean, why bother investing in the first place? Well, the obvious answer to that question is my wife and I, we happen to be investors in silver. We buy and we take possession. I happen to like silver a lot better than gold simply because of the leverage factor. I wouldn't consider really investing, having my core investments in anything other than hard assets because it's the only thing people can take away from you. But, you know, some of these big players, they're really trying really hard to change that perception, I think.
Well, they're making money doing it. I'm not sure if there's, you know, we talk about conspiracies and manipulation. And, you know, I think what we would call, you know, manipulation 20 years ago is just normal practice today. So, you know, the word manipulation is probably not even correct anymore. It's just the way the system works. And, you know, as long as there's no real physical backing for the paper, I'm not sure when it can fix itself. And, you know, a bank, for example, they're only allowed to loan, you know, a certain ratio to the dollars
right.
that they have on deposit. Well, you know, why is the exchange allowed to, you know, let traders sell infinite supplies of paper metal when there's no physical backing?
Well, and unfortunately, Keith, what has been happening is in all these markets, we have seen some fairly big fines handed down to some of these banks, but in the whole scheme of things, these banks just kind of brush those aside, pay the fines, and continue on down this road. And that brings me to my question of international. We are seeing China and the Shanghai Gold Exchange starting to set up their own type of almost COMEX competitor. Do you see this as potentially changing the market to more of a price discovery rather than the markets that we're in right now?
Well, I thought so originally, but you know maybe that's the case. You know, the Shanghai Exchange, you know, may change things. But I remember, you know, in Singapore when the big crash or smash, however you want to state it, took place on the infamous, you know, Sunday night, you know, when silver was down, you know, $5 from, you know, 49 to 45. I woke up that morning in shock, and that took place in Singapore, unfortunately. So, you know, I think you've got a lot of the same players, you know, trading in the different markets, but maybe Shanghai will change things.
I think you're going to see a major paradigm shift here. And I think you're going to see changes in the precious metals markets once the extent of possession of the Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, and now the Germans are starting to buy more also. I think when you see that really unfolds, I think the paradigm is going to change. And I think a lot of these, the traders that you're addressing here or you're discussing here, I think are perhaps going to fall by the wayside, or their method of trading, I think, may fall by the wayside. Any final comments, sir?
Well, I am a believer in markets, and I do believe that markets ultimately do correct themselves. And, you know, right now, I think, you know, I call this market broken, and that's why I put together my new company called First Mining Finance, which I just launched in April. And that company is for the purpose of buying undervalued assets and banking them, basically, you know, for the future. And, you know, we're, in the case of First Majestic, when I put together that portfolio, we bought all our assets or four of the five producing mines today. I purchased between January of 2004 to June of 2006. There was an 18-month span there where I bought four of the mines. And we're now the second largest silver producer in the country of Mexico, so it's quite an achievement in that period of time. And I'm taking advantage of this current market and these current low prices by accumulating more assets. There is a positive to all of this, Ben, and I do think that, you know, on the silver story, we're trading at 75 to 1, which is the ratio of gold to silver, as you know. We're currently mining 10 to 1. So, you know, how do you mine 10 to 1 and have a trading ratio 75 to 1? I think that over the coming years, silver will outperform gold by, you know, some magnitude, and those companies that are focused on silver, like First Majestic, will do extremely well.
Keith, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for your time, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al had to step out of the studio for this one, so it will just be me leading this interview. I am joined right now by the president and CEO of a sponsor company on our website, NatCore Technology. In full disclosure, Al and myself are shareholders of NatCore. We have been for a number of months and are continuing to hold those shares because we like the advancements that this company is working on. Now, Chuck, we chatted a couple weeks ago. We chatted about the developments that NatCore has or was working on with some back contact resistant cells. Before we get into that, I want to talk about a news release that came out on Tuesday talking about NatCore becoming a fully reporting entity with the SEC. In the news release, you state that this could open up a lot of different investment avenues and different brokerage houses, even funds that now could invest in NatCore much easier. Can you explain this for our listeners, please?
Being a reporting company in the U.S. is an important step for any company for several reasons. Number one, because the U.S. markets are, you know, the largest markets in the world, give you access to more capital, more people, more firms, more funds, et cetera. Secondly, what it does is it lifts a lot of the restrictions that many companies have where they don't necessarily have a regulation where they can't buy a non-reporting company, but they have policies that they don't allow their brokers or their funds to purchase companies that are non-reporting. So by us becoming approved in a reporting company by the SEC, which took us about a year or so, that gives us access to a whole nother set of potential shareholders, a whole nother set of funds and investment houses that now, you know, could, if they choose, participate in placements or just purchase the stock for their portfolio.
Now, Chuck, I think we need to be clear that it doesn't necessarily mean that these houses will jump into NatCore, but it at least makes it A, easier and more accessible for them to invest, and B, gives you the opportunity to, I think, more aggressively market to some of these funds because of this, I guess, more streamlined approach of their being able to invest more in line with internal corporation policies.
Well, it's not just the ease or the streamlinedness of it. Some of these firms, you know, were not allowed to participate. But you're right. Just because we're reporting doesn't mean that everyone's going to jump in. But what it does allow us to do is it allows us to expand our universe from where we are, which in some respects was predominantly Canadian, you know, to a whole other network of brokers and brokerage firms and investors here in the United States that we never had access to before. If you remember, my background was predominantly working on Wall Street for 30 or so years. So the network of people that I know are typically U.S. Wall Street firms and brokers. So now I can tap some of that and expose NatCore to some of these folks that I recruited for 20 or 30 years.
I think this is an exciting development for NatCore. However, I need to ask you one question here, Chuck, because it did pop into my mind when reading over this news release, is you stated that previously companies or investors that had bought into any sort of private placements were required to hold these shares for a matter of 12 months. Now that this is a lower threshold there, are you worried about any selling coming in from some of these previous subscribers to private placements?
Corey, I don't think so. You know, the people that we put in private placements, we pretty much know them all by name. Many of them have participated in multiple private placements. They're in a variety of prices. So I don't think there's a concern about that. If for some reason, you know, people need to sell some stock, you know, to pay taxes or send their kids to college and things like that, that just happens. More importantly, though, it gives us access to an enormous universe that we did not have access to before. And I think that far outweighs any potential selling that might happen.
Well, and I think that's the key point there, that I was just trying to look at it from the pessimistic standpoint, but quite frankly, any selling that could potentially come in, you would think could be quite easily swept up by these new organizations that could be investing. That being said, let's move on to some developments within NatCore. Last time we chatted, you mentioned that the company was working on bringing the resistance down on some of these back contact cells that you were making. How has the progress been on that?
We've had a lot of great progress in the whole concept of back contact cells and the laser applications we're doing. There's several things that affect efficiency on a solar cell, voltage, amperage, and resistance. We've had a lot of successes with voltage and also current. We knew we could get to the resistance one, and typically the resistance you need to get to have a good efficient cell is around 90 ohms per square centimeter. We were around 400 ohms. We felt we could solve the problem. We had other problems to deal with. We solved the other problems, and now we worked on resistance, and we're down around 120 on our way to 90. So that's a huge, huge step. And frankly, our guys in Rochester right now are starting to make cells again that we can test with these new lower resistance numbers as we speak.
Any idea, Chuck, when these first test cells will be available for you guys to test?
I think you're going to see some, you know, probably next week. We'll start, you know, testing some of them. The first cells that come out always have some glitches, you know, with uniformity. You break some wires and things like that because you're, you know, just the handling and then mechanical things. But we should get the results on some of the cells next week, improve some of our applications and handling policies, and then hopefully get some real results the week after.
So essentially the goal is just to continue to make these cells and whatever panels you decide to put these in just more efficient right now. That's the name of the game, is efficiency, isn't it?
Yes, we want to get the cells to a certain efficiency. And then if you remember, we spoke also to sending some of these cells out to our joint development partner, Eurotron in Europe, to put them into their panels that have unique applications for back contact cells and have them actually start testing our cells in their panels. We're making great progress and we're all excited about it.
Well, and Chuck, I am excited to continue to see the developments that have come out of NatCore. When we took on this company and we chatted a number of months ago, everything that you were saying that NatCore wanted to do, you guys have been following through on those promises. So it is great to work with a company such as NatCore. I highly recommend everybody check out the company if you haven't already. It is trading on the Venture Exchange under the symbol NXT. It is also on the Pink Sheets under the symbol NTCXF.PK. Highly recommend anybody check them out. If you have any questions, email Al or myself. And as I mentioned, in full disclosure again, Al and myself are shareholders of this company. Please do not construe this as investment advice. Simply just updating you on a company that we like, that we think has the potential to change and truly advance the solar industry. Chuck, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Corey.
Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are joined right now by Jayant Bhandari. He's been a regular guest on our show. He consults with a number of major players in the resource industry. He is also right now in Mauritius, there to speak at the Mines and Money Conference. Jayant, thanks for taking some time to join us.
Alan, Corey, thanks for having me.
Now, Jayant, I wanted to start off by chatting about international demand. We covered it a number of times throughout the week on daily editorials, and being a local from India, you don't necessarily live there anymore, but you do pay close attention to the demand and the reasons why locals over in India buy gold. You actually brought up an interesting comment off mic, and I believe this is part of your speech over at the Mines and Money Conference, in that people over in India buy gold not necessarily as an investment, but more as a store of wealth because of negative yields, which is something new and something that we are seeing in the West. So if we did have astute investors over here in the West, they would start to take notice and say the narrative for gold being that it doesn't pay any interest by holding it, that's kind of gone out the window right now simply because there aren't many investments out there in the Western world that do pay any sort of interest. Do you want to elaborate on that for us, please?
Yeah, Corey, I have spent about 4 months in India in the last 6-7 months. And the reason was that I was quite intrigued when I saw shock among the investors in the Western countries when they started facing negative yields. And it seemed to me that this was a new concept for them. Now, the reality is that people in the Eastern world have been quite habitual of negative yields for generations. And this is the reason why I realized, and I did a lot of interviews among traders and rural people in the urban areas, talking with people about why they buy gold, trying to understand their psychology. And I realized that when they invest their money in gold, they are not expecting an appreciation. They don't even care if they lose half their value. What they want to do is to preserve at least a part of what they have, because the ecology is a negative yield ecology.
Which, Giant, I think it's an interesting fact, because we are seeing some similarities here in the West. And do you see a shift in Western, outlook on investing that you have seen in India, or why do Indians feel this way?
Oh, well, this will, I think, start happening in the Western countries eventually. And if you see what's been happening over the last 6-7 years has been that people have moved their money to the most liquid Western instrument, which is the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar became very expensive. Now it is again losing a bit of its value, but eventually even the U.S. dollar has become so expensive that the negative yield and the risks associated with holding on to U.S. dollar will be seen as so high that people will be forced to buy properties and gold. Now, properties they won't buy in the Western world, because in the Western world, property taxes are very high and the risks on your properties are very high. So eventually, I think this money will overflow into gold, not only among people who are interested in precious metals, but also among the general population.
John, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal last week, specifically last Tuesday, entitled "Gold Gains Allure as Economy Trips." It was an article that basically said that investors are coming back into gold, even though gold prices right now are fairly depressed by all standards. Do you agree with that?
But at least in India, I have seen a significant increase in purchasing of gold. And the reason is, again, going back to the same concept that I was talking about, Indian property market is extremely expensive. If you try to understand property market in India, it's much more expensive than what is the case in China or even Vancouver or Hong Kong. The rental yields on Indian property is less than 2%. But remember, the inflation rate is 8%. So you're talking about a sort of minus 6% negative yield on your property in India. It's an absolutely crazy property market. And then the stock market, I know most of the world is very euphoric about Modi and the Indian stock market, but I find Indian stock market extraordinarily expensive. Again, the earnings yield in the Indian stock market is about 5%, dividend yield is about 1%, and again, the inflation is 8%. So what are you really earning by investing your money in the stock market? And increasingly, people are realizing this thing. And as a result, the only thing Indians now see is to go back into gold. And that's a shift that I have started to see in India. Remember that 65% of India's household savings go into property and gold. And both are negative yield or zero yield instruments. And the reason they do it is because they don't really find investment opportunities in that country. And they will now increasingly go to gold, in my opinion, as they continue to gain more balance from the fact that Modi is going to be unable to change that country.
Wait and see what happens if the United States officially announces that it is, or if it is officially accepted around the world, that the U.S. is now in a recession. And that will probably come out in July, depending, obviously, on the second quarter figures, which I don't think are going to be that positive. I mean, Jai, there's a reason that the Germans are buying more gold. There's a reason that China and Russia continues to buy gold. And that reason isn't because they're trying to, create little gold statues. That reason is because they know that is the basis of any sound financial system. Don't you agree?
Well, these guys have suffered in the past. Russians only 100 years back had a complete chaos, and they had chaos in that country for almost 50, 60 years. China went through the same thing, and these guys culturally understand that when the bad time comes, you cannot trust your government, your policeman becomes your enemy, and you really have to have some of your wealth in your own pocket that you can run away with. And that's the environment that these people are accustomed to. And, you know, U.S. is increasingly becoming a police state. The yields on investment in the Western world have fallen, in my view, to a negative number. And that is exactly, I think, the reason why people are now buying bonds in the West, in European countries, for negative yields, because they just can't find positive yields anymore.
It's an interesting investment atmosphere that we are in, Giant, and the central banks have definitely got us down a road that a lot of different investors have not seen before. And one stat that I like that I've read a few times over the last couple of weeks is that majority of the traders on Wall Street now are so new to the business, I guess, that they've never been around for any sort of interest rate hikes. So it is kind of a new paradigm that we are in. And I think that the Western world really needs a shift in its investing mentality. Unfortunately, I think that takes a long time to happen, which is why I think that the gold price will take some time to come back. And unfortunately, physical demand doesn't seem to truly increase price as much as we would like it to. Unfortunately, that can be said on the paper market. But I continue to argue that this demand around the world is setting a great base in the gold price, because we do see an increase in demand when the price drops over in China and India. These are clearly the bottom fishing investors out there that I think will be rewarded in the long run. Giant, always appreciate your time. Thank you.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alrighty, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We've got an old friend on the line with us, Bill Holker. Bill has recently joined Jim Sinclair, one of the true heavyweights in our industry. Jim, I guess right now, Bill, you were telling us, is working as hard as he can to have his mind in Africa become cash positive. Speaking of minds becoming cash positive and speaking of gold, etc., there was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal last Tuesday, written by a woman by the name of Tatiana Chomsky. The article is entitled Gold Gains Allure as Economy Trips. You know, there's a good possibility that the U.S. may officially be going into a recession at the end of the second quarter of this year. That would be announced if, in fact, it happens at some point towards the end of July. I think that all heck is going to break loose if, in fact, the U.S. goes back into a recession. But I think that will obviously be very, very positive for gold. What are your comments on that, Bill?
Well, first off, the numbers that were released on the first quarter GDP of, what was it, minus 0.7 or minus 0.8, that was using an assumption of negative 1% inflation rate. If you used an inflation rate of just 1%, the economy would have declined by 2.8%. And you can't tell me that inflation is negative. I mean, the only thing that has been negative for the last 6 months or has cost less is oil. That's it. That's the only thing. I mean, you look at your property taxes, your medical insurance, the cost of beef, the cost of milk, the cost of anything. The cost of living is rising. So you can't tell me that the inflation rate is actually deflating at 1%. I believe we're already into recession, and I could show you chart after chart after chart that looks just like previous experiences when we were already in recession. So I think we're in recession now. And you do have the rest of the world slowing. You definitely have Asia and China slowing. Europe is just stumbling along. The allure that she speaks of, and I call it all roads lead to gold, is that if once we do get economies that are in outright contraction, you're going to see a derivatives explosion. You just saw this, I think it was yesterday, that the euro moved up 300 basis points versus the dollar. You can't have that type of volatility. 2 weeks ago, you had the German Bund in, I guess it was 5 or 7 trading days, went from under 0.05% to 0.77%. That was a 15-fold rise in interest rates in less than 2 weeks. What I'm telling you is that the volatility is creating huge winners and huge losers in the $1.4 quadrillion derivatives market. The only problem is when losers lose so big they go bankrupt, they can't pay the winners, which turns the winners into losers. So you're looking at a system that is going to collapse, and when it does, all roads are going to lead to gold because gold is going to be the last money standing.
Well, Bill, I'm glad that you brought up the other countries around the world, because I don't think that we can just look at the U.S. economy in a very narrow type of peephole, in a sense. I think that we do need to compare it to all the other countries and economies out there. And as you did mention, they're all showing these signs of weaknesses, and they're all very levered up. And the fact of the matter is, I still think that one of these economies will start to falter first, even before the U.S. And that being said, the U.S. is and did grow in a negative manner. So it was in a recession for the first quarter. The second quarter, we'll be interested to see what does happen. But do you think this change into gold will come extraordinarily quickly, or do you think it will be a slow grinding process as the central banks try to fight it?
There's no way it'll be a slow grinding process. The fact that the world is so levered up, and I guess you could look at it as the entire world has reached debt saturation, and that's a death knell in all Ponzi schemes, and that's what fiat money is. It's a Ponzi scheme. Once you hit debt saturation, you go in reverse, and you get an imploding effect. I don't see any way that this is going to be a slow grinding type thing. You can see what's happened in the last 3 or 4 months. Gold has been held between 1180 on the downside and 1220 on the upside. And it's really not been allowed out of that range. And that's being done via the COMEX, via the LBMA with paper contracts, not with physical metal. Once this goes, and I've said this many times, I think it'll be a weekend event. You're going to go to bed on a Friday night, wake up Monday morning, and you're going to have what you have. And the markets will not open, and you're not going to have a chance to change your position. You're going to be stuck with whatever you have until the markets do reopen at newly revalued levels.
That's a very interesting point, Bill.
Well, when you're looking at that scenario and looking at the gold market, gold is going to go no offer. Gold is going to go into hiding. Nobody's going to sell their gold for paper dollars because, A, they're not going to trust paper dollars because you're talking about a fiat currency that's backed by the full faith and credit of a bankrupt entity.
Yeah, so that's
people are not going to, we're not going to offer their gold, you know, $100 higher or $200 higher. You're going to see $100, $200, $400, $500 moves in a day. You might not see much volume done.
Here's an interesting point. Right now, the Chinese are buying the dickens out of gold. The Indians are buying the dickens out of gold. The Germans are starting to buy gold, and the Russians continue to add to their storehouse, for lack of better terms. I mean, these are not stupid people. There's a reason they're doing it. I mean, the United States does not have, and a lot of the European countries, they don't have a monopoly on some of the brightest economists in the world. I mean, it's pretty obvious that something is going to happen. In your scenario, I have to tell you, Bill, I think it's really going to play out.
Well, it's funny. You're talking about the Chinese and the Indians. Obviously, they are very important to the gold market. Just between India and China, they're basically buying up all of new global production each year. And I was sent an image today, and I asked them if I can use it for Monday or Tuesday next week. I'm going to write an article and probably title it something like, "We aren't the world." There's a circle on a map just of Asia. It includes China. It includes India. And there's more people, more human beings living within that circle than the rest of the world. And included in that circle, obviously, are China and India. which are believers that gold is money. They are going to value, they are going to price gold. It will not be priced out of London or New York for much longer.
Now, Bill, I want to get back quickly to your one point of debt saturation. You said that the world is essentially at a debt-saturated level. How can you say that when we continue to pile on debt pretty much around the world? China has huge debt. Europe has huge debt. The U.S. has huge debt. Why do you say it's going to stop or that we are at a saturated level?
Let's go back to 2007. Individuals in the U.S. and Europe, and also corporations, many corporations, reached levels that with normal interest rates, they couldn't make the debt service. So we had interest rates around the world go from 5% to basically 0 or 1% to make it more affordable to pile more debt on. The white knight that saved the financial world in 2008, 2009 were the central banks and the sovereign treasuries. The U.S. is now over 100%. I think it's, 106%, 107% of GDP. And that's with a specious GDP number. My point is, even the sovereigns, the sovereign nations, the treasuries themselves have reached levels that they can't pile debt on much longer because they're not going to be able to afford the debt service.
Well, that's exactly the point that I was trying to make in a daily editorial that we did earlier this week when I was saying the United States, in my opinion, is not that far away from assuming the same status that the Greece now has. That seems like a preposterous statement. I realize that. But I got to tell you, when you put it in the light of what you just said, Bill, which I agree with 100%, it may not be so preposterous. Mr. Fleck, what do you think?
I stand on the same side that Greece is quite different than the U.S. simply because they cannot print their own money. They do not have that ability. I think that it will be a good aspect for Greece to leave the euro, and I think that we will just continue to see debt pile on and money being printed from all the central banks just because that's still the game they're in, and something will need to break it. I just don't know what will break it right now. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the Weekend Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.